When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. Best car buying experience ever online at Flemington.com. Award-winning House of Cupcakes, HouseofCupcakes.com, and Casa Gennaro's. Reservations, call 609-683-1212.
Oh, okay.
Well, not yet. Hey, guys. Bill Spadia here. Welcome back to The Speaking Podcast. I am here with my co-hosts, Jessica Gibson and Jay Black. Now, we just got finished talking with our friends at Tito's. And you'll be hearing that episode next week. But they left us these nice gifts. So, Jay, you are not in studio because you're out in Vegas trying to make a living.
Right now I'm in Reno, which is like Vegas if Vegas got addicted to meth.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's just harsh. It's harsh. I am staring at a bottle of Tito's vodka that has a little hoodie.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing a hat, which I don't think is very flattering on me. I don't know.
Wait, it looks like your head is bigger than the hat.
Right?
That's a problem.
Oh, my God. My head is too big for the hat. This is a huge problem, Jay.
Well, your head, though, is the whole reason why you're a television star, Bill. So I would say embrace the giganticness of your head and bust out of that hat with pride.
You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to keep the hat on throughout this entire episode. Actually, I can't because Jessica's looking at me very funny. It just doesn't look right. It's too small. The hat is actually too small for me.
It looks, I mean, right? It's like now, your head is bigger, and then there's a tiny
It
looks like you have a little baseball ice cream.
Like they give it a free sundae.
Yeah. All right,
I'm now open to the largest setting. I don't think it helped.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's good news for me. The hat will probably fit me.
The hat is definitely going to fit
you. So I'm going to take it on a positive note.
All right. I'm gonna keep the hat because I love free stuff.
Yeah.
But I will, I don't know if I'll be wearing it. We'll see.
Sorry, Jay.
So I have a question for both of you. There's a movie out. Serious question. Call because this is dropping tomorrow. So we are like in real time right now.
Okay.
Right? The Joker movie is coming out. It is not a movie that is in line with the whole Batman thing. Now, realize you're hearing this from me. I am not a movie buff. I am not a superhero guy. I don't care. I don't watch any of these movies.
Uh-huh.
But we had an interesting conversation taping Chasing today that the Aurora, Colorado Theater, the site of the massacre, right, where that lunatic killed 12 people, wounded 70, they're not going to be showing the Joker movie.
Is it related to the shooting from last time?
Good question. No. So that movie was what, Batman, The Dark, what was it? What was it, Jay?
Dark Knight Rises, which was the sequel to The Dark Knight, which was the Joker movie. That was the one that had Joker in it. Dark Knight Rises was the 2012 finale of the trilogy.
So I don't understand the whole fascination with this thing, but I thought it was an interesting thought coming out that, you know, a movie being too dark, my guess is that I don't know, like at some point it is fantasy, right?
So, Bill, I just got off the phone with my son. We were talking about this.
Tell me.
There is a great book by Steven Pinker called The Better Angels of Our Nature. And in that, he talks about how the world has gotten better over time. That we think we're in the worst part of history, but we're actually in the best part of history. And one of the things that he talks about in there is that part of the reason why human beings are so kind to one another now, as opposed to 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago, is because we watch movies that teach us empathy, or we play video games that teach us empathy. The ability to walk around in somebody else's shoes, no matter how dark, doesn't cause violence, it prevents it. So I understand, I have nothing but sympathy for the people in Aurora, but to blame a piece of artwork, whether it be video games or movies or anything, as the cause of violence isn't just poorly thought out. I think it's actually criminal to blame to blame things that are better.
Now, I'm guessing, Jessica, you and Chase are not going to go watch this movie.
No, but didn't the Joker always have a string of events with, like, the actor playing him being very depressed and taking it to heart and, like, becoming his character?
Well, I think it was just Heath Ledger. I mean, Cesar Romero, so far as I know, never had any issues except, you know, what he was doing at the Copa that night. And Jack Nicholson, I think, was A-okay with it. He seemed to do just fine. I think Heath Ledger took it to heart.
He died before the movie was complete, correct?
No, the movie was completed. He died while it was being marketed before it came out.
Okay.
Yeah, and he died of a drug overdose. In part, they said, because he went so deep into character that he was depressed. But I think, you know, the guy was addicted to drugs before he started playing the Joker. So let's not oversell that hand.
See, I think this is a good question to ask the audience and ask folks. A, whether or not you would not see a movie like this because of the violence. I mean, other than your taste. B, if the theater is smart. I was shocked that the theater where this massacre occurred is still open. Right?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I remember, now I'm aging myself, and I can't tell you a time. I don't remember. There was a shooting at a McDonald's in California.
And no one went back to the McDonald's?
They tore it down. Like they got rid of it. As I remember. Do you remember that, Jay? I know I'm older than you.
Yeah, no, I do. And, you know, I'll go to an even greater touchstone. I can't believe that Columbine is still a high school that people go to.
Right.
Like, that's insane to me.
I don't know. I'm torn on it. Like, what do? You tear it down? You build another one? I mean, the cost, et cetera. But I can't imagine, like, you're looking at areas where some kid got shot and died. I don't know. What did they do with Sandy Hook? You know?
I mean...
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know, but I know they renamed Newark Airport because of that reason. They weren't going to, like, repave Newark Airport after the
9/11. Yeah.
But they called it Liberty. Like,
right.
They renamed it.
Well...
You
mean because the plane's taken off from there? Yeah, but I mean, like, think about, I don't know, you look around the room, if you're in a place where someone is shot and killed, that's, I've got mixed feelings on that. I was just surprised to learn. Look, I'm a capitalist first. I don't begrudge them, you know, not closing. I get it. Whether they own the building or they had, whatever it was, but... I don't know that I'd be comfortable, and I'm not...
Me personally...
Superstitious, but I don't know if I'd be so comfortable going back to that theater.
Me personally, Bill, my wife and I have had this argument many times. I've said, like, you know, if there's a house that's cheaper because there was, like, a suicide cult that all killed themselves in that house, I'm buying it in a second. I don't believe that there's anything such as hauntings or darkness or anything. I can understand why you wouldn't want to keep it open because the average person would feel that way. But I feel like ghosts have better things to do.
All right. This may not surprise you. I feel exactly that way about real estate. I hope there's some weird story about it because I want to get it cheaper. No doubt about it. But that's the difference between buying the property and, like, I don't know, a public place and something like that. I had a weird feeling about it. I didn't like it. But that's me. But as far as buying a house, I have no idea. I'm sure people have died in homes that I've bought.
Well,
I don't care.
You say that with a lot of confidence.
Why do I have so much confidence in that? You're right. I do say that with a lot of confidence.
I was thinking of the Watcher house that sold for way under value.
That?
It was a very expensive house up in North Jersey.
In Westfield. Do you know that story, Jay?
No.
A couple buys a house. I don't know what they spent, $800,000, $900,000, whatever it was. A lot of money, maybe $1 million.
Maybe, yeah.
And there was some creeper sending letters threatening them, like saying, I'm watching you, I'm watching your family. It became a huge thing. They never figured out who did it. And the family would not move into the house and ended up selling it.
I think it was a series of families.
You may be right. I could have bought that house.
See, Bill, I'm such a narcissist, that actually increases the value for me. Because I'd be like, oh, you're watching me? You're watching what I, Jay Black, am doing? Well, fine. Good for you. Congratulations. I do want to get back to this Joker thing for just one second, because I think, you know, the larger issue here, and it's one that I can't quite figure out, is why incels and weirdos have adopted the Joker as this sort of anti-hero that they worship. Like, it makes no sense to me that there's all these neckbeards online playing with their karate swords and pretending to be the Joker.
Call them? What online?
Neckbeards.
Neckbeards?
Neckbeards.
Is that a Jay Black term, or is that...
I wish it were. No.
Their neck, is that what it is? Like, they're not keeping the beard trim?
Is that why it's on Reddit?
Yeah, so there's Reddit is, there's a thing called Just Neckbeard Things, where they have all the stuff that neckbeards do. And there's also one called Incel Tears, which is...
Incel Tears? Tell me what that means. Oh my God.
So incel is a term for the involuntarily celibate. So it's basically dudes who can't have sex even though they really want to because they're such...
Did you know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that, no.
All right, so an incel is just some dude that is just not going to get lucky. Is that the bottom line?
And what happens is, just like a lot of stuff online, these incels have banded together, and instead of doing the thing that you would expect them to do, like do sit-ups and put on deodorant, what they do is sit around and blame women for, you know, or whatever, you know, for not wanting to be with them.
All right, wait, Jay, that kind of reminds me of the Bagel Boss. You know the Bagel Boss?
No. He's a definite incel, that guy. So a definite. And the stuff that he was spouting was incel propaganda.
Yes, he was in the bagel shop.
He was yelling about being too short.
Yes, the women make fun of him. Yes.
Aw. But he never even gets a shot.
Well, he's got a celebrity boxing match coming up, and I think we should talk about it.
I'll tell you what, just real fast, he never gets a shot. My guess is if he put all his effort into, like, earning a living and being a good person and working out and taking care of himself, there'd be some woman who would take a shot on him.
Can't make him taller, Jay. Can't make him taller.
Yeah, I know a lot of short guys with money, Bill, and they don't seem to have an issue.
Well, that was his driving thing. All right, so
that was a quote from the video that went over our heads.
Right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
He said, I know. No, just a real quick aside. So Screech from Saved by the Bell has agreed to step in and fight him.
Oh, my God.
So this fight is taking place this weekend in Atlantic City. And Lenny Dykstra was supposed to fight him.
Uh-huh.
Lenny dropped out because he has a very important lawsuit. He's suing his own attorneys for not, what did he say? It was something ridiculous. He said he got beat up while in custody in L.A. So he wanted to sue Los Angeles County. He said his attorneys misled him and didn't help him do it. So he's now suing them. And his current attorney said, my client needs to step back and focus on this lawsuit so he will not be fighting the Bagel Boss. So Screech stepped in.
That's even better.
I want to watch it. I want to watch
it. You're going to Atlantic City.
Yes. I don't know how to watch it, though. Like, is it going to be pay-per-view? Are they going to stream it? How can I watch Screech fight the Bagel Boss? Seriously.
What you do is you hit yourself on the side of the head. And as you pass out, you'll get the feed into your brain.
Is that it?
It's the only way to see it. This is the saddest confluence of bad genetics I've ever seen poured together into one place. I mean, come on.
I want to know.
This is terrible.
See, Jessica's on to the social side of this already.
Does he have a date? Is he bringing a date to the match with him?
That's a great question.
Does he need to impress a girl on this trip to Atlantic City?
Maybe. Who, Screech or Bagel Boss?
Bagel Boss.
Is Screech, like, married? Like, is he a normal guy? Is this whole Saved by the Bell thing over the audience's head? Like, they're not old enough to watch it?
No, I know Screech a little bit. We did a TV show. I did, although he was cut from the TV show we performed on because he got booed off the stage.
So maybe he wants to fight you.
Story.
Tell me that story again. Yeah. Did we tell that on an episode?
Yeah, original episode.
What happened?
So I was performing on a show called White Boys in the Hood, which sounds made up, but it isn't. It was a Showtime show of all white comedians in front of an all black audience. And without getting into the specifics, Roger Paul, who was Screech's manager, sort of makes a big stink as we're waiting to go on. Like, you know, we only get 8 minutes, but Screech needs 10. Screech needs 10 minutes because his story is so precise and wonderful. He needs 10 minutes to do it. So there's a lot of back and forth between the producers and him, and finally they agree to it. But everybody's already kind of like rolling their eyes backstage for this. Then Screech proceeds to go up. He's on third, I'm on fourth. he goes up and tells a 10-minute story about a child with mental disabilities falling down a flight of steps. Although he doesn't use the term mental disabilities, he uses the R word.
Got it.
And this crowd, which gave him a huge welcome because they were so excited to see Screech, were booing and stomping in anger as he finished. And when the show aired, he was one of three comics who was cut from the show.
Was it really that bad, or was the audience unfair?
Oh, this was not an unfair audience. They were there to laugh. It was an inartful.
You think it would be funny?
Someone falling down.
Yeah, you think you can make that funny? No?
A good comedian probably could, Bill.
Okay, got it. So was he relying on the R word because it was like using the F word? Like comics just default to that because they've got nothing else. So the shock value is what they hope to get the laugh on.
I think you know, this is 2006, so I think the R word had yet to be elevated
to a letter word.
Yeah, I think you could still say it, especially people of my generation or older could probably still say it. I think it was more along the lines he was. You're planning on the image of someone like that falling down a set of stairs to be funny. And I think it was funny initially, and then he kept going. And, you know, these people who, you know, to give you an idea how discerning of an audience they were, Bill, they loved me. So,
all right, so
I have to assume they're
all right, they're so let me ask you this.
Comedy audience.
Are you still in touch with Screech?
No, I'm not in touch with Screech. I'm not sure if he'd remember me. I'm going to check my contacts right now to see if I still have his phone number.
Is he a stand-up comic or is he an actor?
He's an actor who couldn't get any work anymore and decided that stand-up was the way to go.
So
I don't have his
contact. I think you should try to get him on. I am going to... I can't believe I hadn't thought of this. I'm going to send Lenny Dykes for a note and get him on. Now you got to hold on to your seat.
Are you sure he's available?
I know he's got to be.
He's got a very serious lawsuit.
That is true. I had the most insane conversation with him.
When?
I grew up like being a fan of Lenny Dykstra.
Right?
Of course.
Right? Nails.
He would smoke in between innings when he was on the Mets. Like, I love this guy. They called him Nails. He was a gritty, tough baseball player.
Did he call in and goat you?
No, his lawyer called me.
Okay.
I forget if I invited him on the air. I don't know whatever happened. And it was the most insane, incoherent conversation that I've ever had with anybody. And what I ended up getting out of it was an interview that we did on Chasing News. So, like, it was impossible to follow the conversation. The next day, normal interview.
Sounds on brand.
And we'll leave it with that. So I'm going to try that. Let's come full circle back to the Joker. I'm probably not going to watch it, but now that I've heard how dark it is, I think I might.
They're saying it's a King of Comedy type. It's basically Taxi Driver meets King of Comedy, which are two of my favorite Martin Scorsese movies. I like Todd Phillips a lot, the director, and I hear Joaquin Phoenix did a great job. I am in. Keen and I are seeing it on Sunday.
Joaquin or Joaquin?
Oh, yeah, Joaquin. I'm sorry. I was saying it like I read it.
You have just insulted an entire millennial generation.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. I didn't go with the soft J. I went with the hard J.
Because
that's what I am. Hard J.
All right. King of Comedy. Was that with Robert De Niro?
It was Robert De Niro, Jerry Lewis, and Sandra Bernhard
about a guy who kidnaps her, right?
Basically, Jerry Lewis plays Johnny Carson, Johnny Carson type. Robert De Niro is a wannabe comedian. They kidnap him and, force him to put Robert De Niro on the show as a comedian.
Wow.
Rupert Pumpkin lives with his mother, and Sandra Bernhard and him are both obsessed with the Jerry Lewis character.
Will you watch it? I'm thinking that's not up Jessica's alley.
I'm not really trying to watch it. Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. It's a Scorsese movie. So like any Scorsese movie, it's well worth watching.
All right. I think I may be interested in watching The Joker. So if we all watch it, we should come back and review it.
I have to go to the movie theater now?
No. We have to wait until it comes out on Netflix. Exactly. Good point. A very valid point.
Tell you what,
this is going to be for the 2020, late spring, when it finally comes out.
Keen and I are both going to watch it. I would be happy to have Keen come in to review for everybody, whether it was too dark.
Let's do it. As soon as he watches it, we'll schedule that. All right. We covered a lot, Jay.
Yes, we did. Here's the thing. If you're an incel, do some sit-ups. That's the takeaway from this.
Do incels smoke pot and do other kinds of, or do they like drink? I feel like the incels are drinking high sugar drinks while playing video games.
So that's where the neckbeards and the incels overlap. Bill, I've spent the last 5 years deep in study of incels and neckbeards, and I'm going to tell you something. Incels, there's an entire society. They call guys who can get girls Chads. They call girls like Jessica Stacy's, and they say that Stacy's only want Chads. There's a subset of Stacy's called Becky's that will try to trick incels into going out with them, but they just want to go out with Chads too.
Why would the Becky's want a fake relationship with an incel?
Chad. Becky's want orbiters, Bill. Orbiters are incels that are in the orbit of Becky in order to make Becky feel better about herself when she can't get a Chad. So they only keep the orbiters around her until they get the Chad that they're chasing.
So the incels are the orbiters.
Incels are orbiters. Until they wake up, Bill, they have to take the black pill. When they take the black pill, they realize that the Beckys and the Stacys will never want them, and then they just absorb their own inceldom, and then they go online and just talk crap about everybody.
I feel like we could do, like, people watching. We could take this podcast on the road into an audience and identify Chads, Beckys, Stacys, and incels.
Yeah, well, the incels won't be at a show, Bill. The incels will be at home. All right, in the basement.
I can't say I see a neckbeard on a daily basis. Like, I don't walk into Starbucks and see neckbeards all the time.
Are they also hipsters or no? Is a neckbeard... A neckbeard is different than an incel, right?
A neckbeard is often an incel, Bill, but I think that the two groups would probably not 100% agree that they're the same thing.
Would they a fight? Like I'm picturing Anchorman, when the five different newscasts came together in the brawl. Remember?
Yes.
Yes.
Could we have like there are the incels, the Chads, maybe the Beckys, I don't know.
Oh yeah, well you should check out there are so many subreddits. There's like Chad versus Virgins is a whole subreddit. There's incel tears, there's gamers rise up.
Wait, Jessica is not on Reddit.
Sometimes I spend so much time on the internet that I think I've read every page on the internet. And then I talk to Jay, and he has gone down such a deeper hole than I could ever imagine of reading on the internet.
Oh, look, wait a second. Do you know what bronies are?
No, what's a brony?
A bronie guy?
So there is a show called My Little Pony, the new My Little Pony. And there is a group of adult men who are sexually obsessed with the characters in My Little Pony, and they call themselves bronies. There's a lot of overlap between neckbeards, bronies, and incels.
Oh my god.
They're like furries.
Oh,
yes.
Furries are.
But remember, I interviewed the furries at the furry convention for the show.
Purely platonic.
Yes, I totally insulted them. They got pissed at me. You were there when I did. They got mad because I'm like, is this sexual in any way? And they're like, we just dress up and like the costumes. Like the guy got pissed at me.
Yeah, no, so if you were to interview a brony, he would say, oh yes, no, we're in a deeply sexual relationship.
That sounds disgusting and sickening.
That's why it's so much fun to read about.
But here's the question. Last point, because we're now out of time. Why are you on Reddit and you're not on Facebook or Twitter? The hell comments on Reddit are so much worse. Like, I think they're saying some of the comments. I had a subthread or whatever the hell you call it, subreddit. I got attacked for something. I don't remember.
On Reddit.
And it was unbelievable. Like, I think I love embracing the hate. The Reddit stuff was like way, way over the top.
So what I'll tell you is there's no interaction on Reddit. Like, I don't post anything.
Yeah.
I use Reddit the same way I use Dig, which I'm also very active on, just as a news aggregator. If you subscribe to the proper subreddits, you can just get stuff that interests you. It's actually a really good way to look. It's like a good place to get like political news. It's a good place to check out like what's going on in sports. And of course to know what animals people are having sex with.
They're very skeptical topics, first of all.
Huh. All right, you know what? I think that's another episode. All right, guys, thank you for listening. Next episode, Tito's Vodka will be with us in studio. And remember, big deal coming up. Big deal. Listen to this.
Listening.
Jay Black has an album coming out.
Ooh.
You will be able to get it if you follow at Exit19 Official. It's EXIT19 Official.
Can I get that? Just go to EXIT19.net or check out jblack.tv. All the connections to Exit19 are on there as well. So there's a lot of different ways to check us out.
Jay's passing out CDs.
Jay is going to be passing out CDs.
All right.
I can't wait. They're my stocking stuffers this year. So make sure, Jay, that we get many copies.
We'll do. We're recording in December. It'll be out in right around Christmas time. And we're very excited about it.
Tell him about your gifts, too. About Tito's. Yeah, we'll tell Tito's.
Oh, we'll tell Tito's that. All right, Jay. Awesome. We'll talk soon.
All right. Have a good one, guys. Talk to you later.
The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at House of Cupcakes, serving you in Princeton, East Brunswick, Clifton, and Saudi Arabia. The winner of Cupcake Wars offers 35 different flavors, perfect for a special occasion or just a sweet treat. HouseofCupcakes.com. The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country, 16 brands of cars and trucks. I'm a loyal customer buying my last two trucks there and can tell you no one beats the deals or offers better service. Visit Flemington.com. The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at Casa Gennaro's on Route 27 in Kingston. Call 609-683-1212 for reservations. They're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Ask for my favorite special, the Veal Spadia. Best Italian food in Jersey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.